Now, verse 24, I said therefore unto you that ye shall die in your sins. For if ye believe not that I am he, ye shall die in your sins. This is a great verse, and this answers the question today. What about those that actually have not heard? Well, ye shall die in your sins. If you believe not that I am he, ye shall die in your sin. Now, they don't die, friends, because they haven't heard the gospel. They die because they're sinners. That's the reason. And that's the nature that they have. If you could teach one mud turtle to fly, and maybe he'd like it, and he'd go back down and tell the other mud turtles, you ought to learn to fly. The other mud turtle says, you go chase yourself. We like it down here in the mud. This is where we want to be. Somebody says, well, isn't it terrible about those poor mud turtles that can't fly? They're right where they want to be. You shall die in your sins because that's what you want. The pigs stay in the pig pen. Sons always say, I'll arise and go to my father's house. They have to because they have the nature of the father. Now, will you notice? Then said they unto him, who art thou? Notice the questions. Where is thy father? Will he kill himself? Who art thou? Now, they did not know what his mission was, his work was, and they did not know him. And they very frankly asked the question, who art thou? And Jesus saith unto them, even the same that I said unto you from the beginning. He's made this statement concerning himself, that he is the Messiah, he is the Savior. Now he says, I have many things to say and to judge of you, but he that sent me is true, and I speak to the world those things which I've heard of him. Our Lord always said what he was doing and what he said was because that was what the Father wanted him to do. He never appealed to his own mind or his own intellect. He always said he was doing the will of the Father. And that ought to be something good for these young preachers today who like to appear very intelligent. May I say to you, it's the simple gospel that's important to give out today. Always put the cookies on the bottom shelf where the kiddies can get them. And the Lord said, feed my sheep. He never did say, feed my giraffes. Now will you notice, they understood not that he spake to them of the Father. You see, they miss the whole point. Why? They're of the earth. They're from beneath. They're of the world. That's the reason. Then said Jesus unto them, when ye have lifted up the Son of Man, then shall ye know that I am he, and that I do nothing of myself, but as my Father hath taught me, I speak these things. Now many of the priests, many of these men believed, by the way, after his death and resurrection. We're told in the book of Acts that many of the priests in Jerusalem believed. The thing he's saying to them right here, you won't know this. You see, it's the redemptive death of Christ that explains him, why he came and who he is. There are those that say, well, you don't have to believe in the virgin birth to be saved. My friend, if you're saved, you'll believe in the virgin birth. Let's put it like that. Because you'll not know who he is till you know what he's done. Now, and he that sent me is with me. The Father hath not left me alone, for I do always those things that please him. Now, there was some there that believed. As he spake these words, many believed on him. I think some of these were genuine. Then said Jesus to those Jews which believed on him, if ye continue in my word, then are ye my disciples indeed. In other words, faith alone saves, but the faith that saves is not alone. It'll produce something. In other words, you will continue in my word. Now, when I find today, and I found out as a pastor, that the man or woman, I don't care how active he is in a church, if he's not interested in the study of the Word of God and what God says, you watch out for him. He's a dangerous saint, by the way, and you'll do well to watch him because that's the real test. You continue in my Word, then are ye my disciples indeed, and ye shall know the truth shall make you free. And what is it? Well, the truth that Jesus Christ is the Savior of the world, that he's who he said he is, and this is what makes you free. They answered him, we be Abraham's seed and we're never in bondage to any man. And may I say they lied when they said that. They'd been in bondage in Egypt. They'd been in bondage in Babylon. And they were right then under the iron heel of Rome. My, how they misrepresented even at that time.